We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are right now on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Shah Melachim Perek Beis. Shah Melachim Perek Beis. Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis in the old edition in Matuk Midvash Chelik Beis on Daf Reish Dalet. So the Arizal in Perek Aleph of Shah Melachim and in Perek Beis in Shah Melachim in the beginning, he's asking various questions on the formation of the Partsufim. What is the chiluk as well between the first three spheres that came out of the Anaim De'ak, which is Kesef, Chochma, Bina, which turned into Arich, Abba, Ve'ima, and the next two spheres, which are called Zah, Partsuf, I should say, Partsuf of Zah, and Nukva, that Zah was made up of six spheres, and Nukva was only made of one sphere. Again, the various questions that we spoke about last time. Now he's going to go more into the Tehutzim, advancing in the Tehutzim, as we'll see, Bezat Hashem. So one of the main questions was, what is the difference between Zah and Nukva? Why did Zah came out with six different spheres, and Nukva only came out with one sphere? So let's just dive into it, and we'll be Mazbe as we go down to Hashem. But Omna, Zah, She'enu Korov, Leklipas, Kimo Nukva. That's one major difference. Another difference between Zah and Nukva, that Zah is a bit higher. Nukva is the lowest partsuf that we have, and she's closest to the klippas. Lachein, haya beno lenukva shnei shnuyim. Therefore, come to us that there are two major differences. Arishon hu sheyotza shisha cholokim de nekuda shelo bekeva metchila kodem atikon. So one important difference is Masha Enkem Benukva. The difference between, the first difference that he wants to make is that since Zai is further away from the Klippas than Nukva, then there's less Hashash that the Klippas are going to chop his Shefa. So he would be allowed to now, he's not afraid of coming out with six spheres. Masha Enkem Nukva, which is closer, therefore there's more of a Pachad, that the chaper spheres, or more to be more of a doing, more chap the shefa shebetocha spheres, and therefore she only comes at one nekuda, and the last nine of her nekudas are ne'elam, haven't come out yet. Shelo yata rag chelik asir b'levat.
But they're there.
They're inside of Ark. They haven't come out yet. From the nine of the Ark, only one sphere came out of Nukva, which is called the Keser.
In other words, they're not the same amount, just one more galui than the other. It's not pshat that
Zah comes out with six different spheres, and Nukva comes out with one sphere. It's completely different.
You know what I mean? It's in Besuchom, are they the same? Just one
sphere. Besuchom, what? Besuchom is spheres, Shalahem, or Besuchom?
I mean,
Zah and Nukva.
Yeah, between the Nukva and
Zah.
Is inside Nukva, is that all the spheres? Or is there this one is really all there is there?
I just told you, nine is still in the Adam Akadon.
It's going
to come out.
Nukva is not in general.
It's only one tenth is coming out of Nukva. Came out right now.
What I mean is there an inner part of Nukva which has got the nine, or it's not there Bechal?
I just told you the nine is still in Adam Akadon.
Yeah, that's exactly. No, Adam Kadmon is made up with Nukva as well, or Nukva is already a stage later.
In Adam Kadmon has all the Bechinas, and slowly but surely he is being moitzi them from him. So first he comes out, one tenth of Nukva comes out.
When Nukva comes out before Kes or anything, yeah. What is Nukva?
Nukva is a part of. A Parsuf entails 10 spheres.
Right, but those 10...
One tenth of that Parsuf called Nukva came out.
Right, so there was 9 tenths of Nukva is Bekar, as it were.
It's Nilam. Just say it's Nilam Toch Adam Kadam. What's wrong with that? That's fair to say, huh? I'm trying to make sure I understand it.
That 9 tenths, which is Nelum, as it were, labeled to be Nukva, or it's not, it's, it hasn't even reached that stage.
Label the vinegar, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's continue. Now, that's one particular chiluk. And the second chiluk is Shunu Hashenihu Sheyotzu Achalokim Atachtoinim Shebo Velo Elyonim. Now, we know another chiluk is that Nukva, which is explained, on a Kesev Nukva Kimal. So that's the Perika Elyon of Nukva Kimal. Masheinkin, we came to Zah, only his Perika Tachtoinim came out, as we explained last year. Tamadov, now he's going to be Tosefes Biyum. Tamadov, who? Iman Niska. Kivan Shein Bukhasha Shiyesh Benukva, Shein Ukor Leklippers, Lechein Haya Inen Bo Lehefech. That since Nukva is so close to the Klippers, therefore all her Tachtoinim had to be Nelem, had to be kept inside, because we're afraid they're going to chop. Mashgen or Keser, and everything above that could come out. Okay, you need tzilf of other tamim really to understand why the elyonim of Zah were nailed. That's for a different reason. Now, mitzuf leze tam acher v'hu, and with another reason, who ki hine shlosha rishonis de Zah. Oh, he's going to speak about it now. Ki hine shlosha rishonis de Zah em orod elyonim od. Right. Vim heim, hayu yotzim mitchila, hayu nishorim sham kvurim kiniska, v'lo hayu mistalkim be'esap gam, v'hayu avon tachtonim godol min nisor, le'in kates, v'titen apgam b'mokam elyon kaze, hayu ha'oilom ne'erchav chas v'sholom, v'lo haya le'hefech. Lachen hayu lahem hefech. Meaning that, let's make a chavish. Lefi the first time is that since the klippas are closest to the nukvas tachtoinim, that's why the tachtoinim have to be nela. Mashken, her keser, which is higher than that, kilu, they don't have a chiz on that, therefore that the keser could come out, and there's no chashash that chiza of the klippas will get onto that. And therefore, it makes sense, that's why the zayin tachtoinim of Zah also came out, because if already the keser of nukva they can't hold on to, kol sheken they can get onto the zayin tachtoinim. For that mahalach will be a bit of a problem, because then what's going to do? What are you going to say about the gimel rishonim of Zah that did not come out? Keser chokhmah of Zah did not come out. According to this logic, it should have came out. Even the more so, it should have came out. There's no chashav klippas, so that's why you have to come out for a different reason why the gimel rishonim didn't come out. That's mishum pagam. Mishum with the chaz v'sholem, the tachtonim are oimed to make pagamim. And therefore, Abu Zoy, in order to safeguard that the oilam should continue running, therefore the gimel rishonim, the lu yutzu, the gimel rishonim would have came out, and would have been nifgam ali de achatoim should have been the odom, the ganze world would have been neerchav chaz v'sholem, and therefore the Eibshter Barov Rachamav did not make the gimel rishonim of Zah come out, in order to safeguard this ineventuality.
Which oven is this talking about?
Any oven.
Why is it Bedafka oven rather than Venus then?
What?
Why is it oven rather than Venus?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
Well, it sounds like it's one particular sin. I suppose
No, it's not the deal. If you're not doing what you're not supposed to be doing, you're doing an oven. Okay, whatever you want to call it. Now, so that's the reason why Tak of the Gimel Rishon of Zah did not come out. And therefore, it comes out like Tak of the Hefer from Zah, from Nukva. Nukva, the Elyon came out and the Tachton did not come out. When it came to Zah, his Tachton came out and his Elyon did not come out. Lachen Ayele Hefer, Shashloish Rishon is Yovu Besoy to Sefes Levad. His three, Gimel Kachbad, they came out Besoy to Sefes Levad. Now we can understand why all three, when you bring down the moichim of Zah, they all come with basachas. Because we know once they come out, the first time they come out, always b'derech ikir, they don't come out, they don't leave. So even though there's a chet, they stand there, the makab of the chet, and there's a pagam, and we have to misakin elidei tshuva. Masha enkein, whatever comes out, b'tochos tesefes, that means b'shas tikkun, they come out in order to rebuild the paltuv, if Chas v'Shalom a chet would try to go and be poigim those gimel rishoiners, then there's a mechanism that allows them to go out because they're only there because the surface, and therefore obviously that would not allow them to be nifkum. And we know that they always stuck together. So he has a cash as well. So we say a yesoid over here. Let's say a pagam, lamoshal, I don't know, whichever oven a person would do would reach all the way up to the chokhma of zah. So the cheshvin is, you know what? Before the pagam gets there, let zah mean stalik itself. And therefore, the pagam cannot be, there's no achiza of the pagam onto this particular sphere. And therefore, there's no pagam in the sphere. Gevaltig. It's a safety switch, right? It's a cutoff switch. Before the pagam gets there, it releases. But the thing is, we see, interesting enough, is that not only chokhmah would go up, also bina would go up, and also kesa would go up. Even though, lomosho, technically, the achet would be directed towards a pagam, to make a pagam in chokhmah. So why is it? Logically would be that if the pagam is directed to chokhmah, let chokhmah go up and the last two should stay. No, look, that's even worse situation, the pagam itself, because we want a achdus. That's against the mahalachi of Kabbalah here, to meachet and see the yichud Hashem. That's the whole limud of Kabbalah here. And if taka the Eibishter would have made it as amizach, there would be a pure in the gimel rishonim, which is worse than the pagam, he says. Something which felt in the yichud, which is a chisor in the yichud, is worse than the pagam, he's saying. It's a big chidush. And therefore, all of them, even if a ched is allocated, is going to be allocated to the chokhmah or to the bina, therefore all of them go up. And therefore, b'shas tikkun, they all come back up, b'shas achas. B'sheva tachton shelo, boru b'tchilo v'so, the iso, shorosh v'ikas. So again, whatever comes up, b'shas, the yitzis me'enayim, Mitchila, that's what he calls shosh v'ikan. They're not nostalgic b'shas v'gam. Chaz v'shon. Be'omna. Im b'sholosh rishonosh hayu p'gam, yochol lingoa b'hem. Mikol shikein b'sheva tachtoinus. V'im kein, eyach yatsu b'sod shosh v'ikan. Shelo yochlo b'esa p'gam nostalgic. So he's asking a kasha. That if already we made a cheshbon, that if already it can be that the begam can reach the gimel rishonis harai the mistalik themselves, so kol shekin they can reach up to the zayin tachtonim. So why isn't this also a major begam? Why is it not this safety mechanism that the mistalik? Remember, he has various shilas. Achas, and he repeats himself here. Lama yatsu shishisha chelke nekudas bevad. Why did they come out separately? Velo yatsu kol asara. Vegam lama yatsu shishisha chelke beatzem nifrodes velo mekushoras mechuboras. And why did they come out? First of all, the question is, why didn't come out six? Why only six, not only ten? And second question is, when they came out, the six, the Vav Ketzovas of Zah, why did they come out separate, not together? See, Avala Inyanu, ki hine, Ra'a matzil shima sholosh, rishonos hayu yotzu mitchila, lo hayu chulu mistalik ve'ez pagam. V'haya az pagam noge behem chaz v'shon. So he saw, like Abish just saw, that if the three had come out mitchila, they would not be able to stalik themselves, and therefore they could be a pagam. And he said beforehand there would be a nerecha of the oilam. ואם נאמר שהיה יכול להוציא הם נבחוד זו מזו, ואז לא היה פגם נוגע בשלושה מיחד, רק בכנס ההים הסתייה חסד אצל הפגם ההוא. So maybe again, make the חשבן, that maybe only that sphere should go up. הנה, אין לך פגם גודל מזה, he's repeating himself, והשלוש ראשון שלה יהיו נבחוד זו מזו, לכן הוא חש לא יבוא רק ביסוד תספס. Again, he's going on the גימל ראשון. כדי שאם יפגום התחתו, נכנס לשום, יוכלו להסתלק שלושה מיחד בחיבור לא פירות. But now, this is back to the answer that he started off. The question was, why the Zayin Tachanun, why they come out separately? Chesed, Gvot, Tifa, Nesach, Hod, Yosod, separately as opposed to one shtick? And why didn't they come out 10 as opposed to 6? Aval Ashish HaKolokim HaTachton Yehotzi Am Nifchod Azu Mezu B'Kavon HaMamesh Kedei Shelo Yivgo B'Kulam Ki Yesh B'Gam Enugei Abisod Levad Vuhu Levado Nifga V'Ashah Kiva She'enu M'Nukhubo Z'Yach Z'enu M'Nifgo M'Nimsa She'be'Eitza B'Gam Lo Ha'yeh Kol Kar Gozo HaGufa. The reason why each one Chesed came out separately and the Gvor came out separately and Tiferet came out, because Chaz V'Shom Somebody Mekechet, which is allocated to a particular sphere, only that sphere of Nifgan and not the other ones. ויוצא זו שלא יפגמו בתחתונים, ולא שלוש ראשונות. וגם יוצא זו שלא התחתונים עצמו יפירו מתחילה מקודם התיקון, כדי שאפילו אחרי התיקון, כאשר חס ושלום יהיה פגם, לא יהיה רק אוי סמי חלק לבד משנפגם, אף שאז זה אחרי התיקון הם מחובור תקנודה, כיוון שבתחילה יהיו מפגם נפרדס, נפחודוס. That means what? Now, at the end, we have to. It's a shikla das here. Why is it that three we don't say the svara that we want them separate in order that chaz v'shalom the pogam comes along only it's allocated to one particular svara? And by the zayin tachtoni, but by the shesh the vavta ksovos of zah, we do say that. Teretz says because the gimel is shown as hakazas boichim. That's the head. That's against the mohus of the parzuv. That's the intellect. That's what makes the whole parzuv run. And chaz v'shalom any pogam at any one of the spheres happens. Therefore, that's a major catastrophe. Mashkin the Vav Ketzovah is Nishkevelchem. Arm is Nifgam as opposed to the left arm or the body or the right leg. That is allocated to a particular sphere and that doesn't affect the rest of the Patsuv. That's not such a disastrous thing to happen. And therefore, Adrava, even Bashas Tikkun, when they come back and there's a Tikkun on all the six spheres, it's Chaz V'Sholem. Since Chazon was becoming one of the spheres, we don't say all the entire six spheres are affected, but rather only one of them because they only came out mitchila nifchodes. Aval nukva elu atachnu shubah nifgamos chazon shalom ayo oylem nerechav legamre liosko v'meod leklipa v'hem gam kein tachtonis shubah. When you speak about the Nukva, her Zayin Tachtonis, they came out afterwards. They came out b'der Tosefes. But originally, if they were originally to come out b'der Iken Shorish, that means they wouldn't be able to mistalik themselves. Therefore, Chaz v'Shalom is a chiz of the Klipos. Therefore, they would be lost legamboy. And the Beis Lechem Yehuda adds that even Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim would not be able to get that back. We'd be lost legamboy. So therefore, the Eishes foresaw that and only brought them as a Tesefis afterwards. And therefore, that's why they're able to mistalik themselves. Chaz v'Shalom Zechet, they quickly mistalik themselves before there's any pekam.
Why only the Nukva has this problem?
She's the closest to the Klipas.
Yeah, but if the Chet is a strong enough Chet, so it'll also stop being affected. Everybody else as well, as it were.
Right. That's what you mentioned beforehand. That's what you mentioned also last week. That if the tachy can go up, then we have the same problems then. That's what he addressed over here. As we said, that the levels of Pregam is much less. It's much less.
But it still happens. Why would it still
I know, but it's not nerechav and being lost legamboy. Understand? If we do a ched, what we do the misakin, we do tshuva. So tshuva would help over there. So that's all right. So so that's why they come out. And if there's a ched, chazon, it happens that we can do tshuva the misakin. Mashing over here, that we lost legamboy to the klippers, so therefore it's a much much serious situation. That's why it has to come up with this mechanism that they don't come out mitchila, they come out besof.
You talk about particular types of chatoi.
You asked me this beforehand. I don't know. It's not described exactly which chet does what.
No,
a chet, an oven, or Pesha, you can ask me, and you know, all the deduking. It's not described exactly
which
obviously, the point is, we just want to describe the system. We want to find out why Mitchila Nukva only came out with one Sphere Keser. Zah comes out with only Shesh Tachtoinim. And the rest come out with Esser Spheres. Meir it is. What's the Cheshbin here? What's the Svolva to Mechala between this different Sphere? So he explained to us. Right. Now, another Lefizia, another very important Chiluk we find, is in the birth process. Remember we said there's three birth processes. There's the Ibul stage. Right, becomes Ibul, and then the Yanika stage, that's the later stage, right? And that's when the Ibul comes out from a Gimel Rishonis Tlat Klilenta, it spreads out to six spheres, and then you have Ibul Sheni, that's when you get a Moichim, that's when you get a full fledged 6-10 spheres. That we only see by Zah. But look, we don't find these three stages, all the other parts of them for that. We don't find these three stages. Why is that? Let's see that inside. Ubezeis by hate of a tam lamo hutzurza ibo v'yinika v'yivosheni demochim. This will explain to us why only zah and not the other parts of him. Ki ashalosh rishoynos the mizek kesel chokma bina, which came out to be al rampin abav v'ima yotu kolachas klul me'asora. Excuse me. Asora. They all came out with 10 spheres. V'lo hutzchu lekol zerak ibo echad b'vav. They only needed one particular ibo, meaning they only need one particular tikkun in order to misaken them and bring them into full-fledged partzufim, because they came out in the kudus katanas and then they became the partzufim gedolim, so therefore they needed that particular tikkun. But they didn't have to go through this three-stage process of ibo rishon, yinika, and ibo sheni. V'zah tchila etzorim ha'shenik v'zah tchila tzor ibo v'yinika l'takena b'yachad avak shelo. Ashehem levodim yotzim tchila kulam yachad besod shorosh shorosh ve'ikah kvuim kodem etikon. Mashkein vak, mashkein zak came out as a vak. Ve'achikar ibo sheni vak, that means it was an ibo stage and there was a yinika stage. And then after that, you had come out to be ibo sheni lehevi alav yachad shorosh rishon shelo. Shem ochim ani ba'el etzleinu. Abayim lo ad besot tisefes yachad, ki kem rishona shloshtam nishoru yachad shlo yotzu kiniska. The three, he only came out with a vak. Right? His gimel rishonis didn't come out yet. That's the ibo sheni. That's the major chil between the two parts of him. Avar v'nukva, shekol teishis vil shela lo yotzu v'tchila. But Mashiach again, nukva, she also did not need the three-stage process. Why is that? He explains. In Nukva, she called Teisha Sfil Shah Lo Yotu Tchila. Remember, she only came with the Keser. Her ninth Sfil is inside of Ak. Hine, Ata Ache Atiku and Yotu Kulam Yachad V'Pam Achas. Ache Tchila, they only came up one V'Pam Achas. The nine all came up one shot. V'Nitkir Kulam V'Pam Achas. Because they were one shtick. Besod, it says, Rega Be'echad, Rega Echad Yachad. And Nukva didn't need the three stage process because they all came out bebas achas, all nine. The daila beibo echad v'yinika. Actually, in the Gears of Etz Chaim, remove this word v'yinika. And interesting enough, in the Etz Chaim as well, it says daila beibo rishon, not ibo echad. So the ibo rishon that. All she needed was the Ibul Rishon to go out and to make it into what she needed from a Nukud Katana into a Partzuf Shalom. Okay, that's Messiah Perek Beis. Now we're going to move on to Perek Gimel of Shah Melochim. Here we go. V'nevai ata ma haya be'eis Mises Melochim. Now he's going to explain to us the union of the Mises Melochim. This is the big sugya in Kabbalah. Here, Perek Kodim is Baya. Kishinu haya ben shlosh Nikudas Rishon Shehem Bechinas Arich Abba Ve'ima. We know there's a chiluk between the first three, which is Arich Abba Ve'ima, which we call the Keser Chochma Bina. Ki Kulam Yotzu Kol Echad Mehem Klul Asar. They all came shleimus, except they were ketanim. V'gam Yotzu Mechuboros Kol Asar Shbehem Zub Zub Toch B'derek Kavim. They had all the milas. They had the kavim. They had Asar Sviros inside of them. Asher Enkin Bezor Keniska didn't have these man. It was Chat Samcha, and also it was only the Vak came out, not the Gimel Rishonis, so they had 6 plus 10. two chisons, and those are two milos. And therefore, nafka mina between, again, another nafka mina between the gimur rishonis, which is keter chokhma bina, and the rest of the spheres is the shvira. And he's going to go into that a little bit. Now, I just want to be marked him something, which is, or marked him other, that, well, we're going to speak about these parables, about the ponim of the spheres, and the achoraim of the spheres. I'm going to speak about how they face this way, and they face that way, and they turn around, and you have to tell this is almost sholem nim sholem. We don't have to keep on repeating this, but it's good to just remind us from time to time that we're not megashim b'chalal. There's no ponim to these things, to these partsufim, or spheres, or lomas, and there's no achoraim either, but rather the shemus hakadoshim. That's as far as we can imagine. That's what we see in the sidurim. The Siddurim of the Arizal, Siddurim of the Rashash, and the other Siddurim of the Nukmolim, that they're all Shemus. So the Ponim is always realized as the Havaya, Yukivovke. That's the way it's depicted in the Siddurim as Shema Kodosh Havaya, other Havaya, the Yudim, Hehim, Alofim, all these various Havayas, but written in a very succinct, forward way, Yukivovke. When we speak about the Achorayim, that's depicted in the Siddurim by a slow motion, the yud, and then going back again to the yud, and then adding hey, and then going back again, yud, k, vav, and then yud, k, vav. It's yud. Next kita is yud, k. Next, what you're going to write is yud, k, vav. You're always going back, and then you're going to go back again, yud, k, vav, k. You understand? It's four sections. It's called ribua. You're writing the Hashem, Hashem, ribua, ribua, veloshen, rivia. Quarters. You're writing at yud, and then another quarter yud k, and then you're going back again yud k vav. That's called ribur. That's called the achorayim of the parsuf. So it doesn't mean actually the backside, but rather a lesser amount of shefa. Let's call it a lesser intensity of shefa. That's what it's meant over here. But panim and achorayim. That's the definition that we'll be seeing over here. Okay. But not to make a mistake, Chas v'Shalom, to think we're actually talking the ponim and achoraim of these things. We have new musogim, how they look like, this part of ayin lo rosa. We don't have a soga still being in a goof of gashmi. So let's continue. Nachma. V'nevai ata ma shehaya, some have a gift, inyon misas amalachim. V'hine, perga kodim in izbaya, ki shinu haya ben sholosh nekudot rishon shehem b'chinas arig v'abav ima, כי כולם יוצאו כל איכל בהם כלול והסוגר, וגם יוצאו מחובור זה כל הסוגר שבהם זו בתוך זו, מקווים, מה שגם לזון כנזכה לאל, לכן לא היה בגם שביר בהם שבת. So now we're going to discuss the difference between the שביר between these two, the גל and the וק. וההפרש הוא להיות נקוד את האבא ואמא יותר מתוקונס. We know that the Abba and Ima are much more metukonis. Gam, shayu klulot kol echad me'asara. Lechein, ayabem shnei shinuyim. Ha'echad hu, shakelim shiyodu me'abba v'ima, lo yorak mebechines keli achoraim shalahem bilvad. Aber hakelim mebechines panim lo nishbu. Mashke mezon, shkol mebechines keli deponim v'achoraim noflu v'nishbu. That's what we already saw already in the Shanikudim. When they broke, we know the Abba v'ima, again, only the achoraim broke and not the ponim. Mashke, when it comes to Zoom, when they broke, the ponim and achoraim broke. And this is for the Siva that we're saying that they were much less of a tikkun already when they came out. Abba v'ima already had gimul kavim, they had eses tefilos, and therefore much less of a pagam happened to them as opposed to the pagam that happened to Zam. Okay, let's go back to it. Admit, all the highest shino is shene. Ki akelim shenishburu v'achoram de'abba v'ima lo nishburu shvirat gmura nikra misa. Rag yiridu deva lemaatim b'mkoyim, aval amnisha omdim ba'olam ha'atzilas atzman, b'mokam sha'ati liyois nukva de'zaham. Lachen lo nishka v'ehem b'chinas misa, rak ha'shevet ha'chnon shem b'chinas zun, sh'v'ehem ne'ma v'yamois. שיורדו למטה בעולמם ונופלו בעולם הבריאה כנזכה לאל ונופלו ממש בתוך הקליפס מטבל ותורם שם נסבייר באורר שינו שיש בשלושת רישות עצמם כי גם בהם אני שינוי עין שם. So what's the chilu between that?
Why are you reading so fast?
Because we've done all this. This is a repetition of what we've done in Shana Kudim. What do we say? We saw that the Abba v'Ima, they broke, but they didn't fall into the lower worlds. And all he's saying is that Zah fell into the lower worlds, called Bia. And that's called Misa. That's all he said. Now we're going to explain a bit more to depth about Abba v'Ima and what was their inyan. Ki kol bechina sheyesh dachal nukva yesh arba bechinas vizur sidran lefimal osam melemata lemal. Now these are the four different positions the pasukim can take. Rishon hu, madrega ach ba'ach. The pasukim can be in a position of ach ba'ach. That's the first and the lowest position. That means the ach of za is connected to the ach of nukva back to back. Again, we're not magashim. Piu shehayu dacha v'nukva achurem dvukim zeh b'zeh hofchim achurayim keneged achurayim, back to back. Again, this is just a way of showing a very elementary stage, a beginning stage of the pasufim growing. V'lemale mimena hi madregi shniyah v'hi shiyu ach b'ponim. That means I have to mention in the klal is the first mechina is always referring to the ducha, which is za. And the second is referring to the nukva. So when I say ach beponim, that means ach of za keneg the ponim of the nukva. So his back is facing her. So now we're like this. She's facing his back. She yafuch hazocho achrav keneg pene nukva. As yesh male b'zeh, why? She mekabeles nukva or shel hazocho der ponim, aval adayim einu mekabeles rak or achorayim de zocho, ve'einu yichol lekabel or ponim. Now he's facing her back. Pirush pirush, penei zocha mabitim ba'achrei nukva. Ubeze yesh male yesera shemekabeles nukva or ponim de zocha mamish. Ela shehili yoses or gadol eno mekabeloso rak der acho shela. So she's gone bigger now. Now she can receive his shef from the ponim, but she can only receive it. From her achurayim, that's the might the all. Then she can finally receive it to her ponim. Asha mit avik tasa all. When it's going through her back, the kashe is ave yochol achikach haol la'avur der achor lehagi ad ponim shela v'as tochal lekablo. V'ze sod chochom ba'achor yishabechena. The chochom in his back yishabechena is meir. כי כאשר חוכמה שהוא זוכר יביד בפונו ולא אחורי הנוקבה שהוא הבינה יש בחינה יויסר ממה שהיה בחינס להפך אחורי זוכר פני הנוקבה. Now the final מדרגה is מדרגה רבי is he למעלה מכולם והיא פונים את פונים. Oh, that's the ultimate in מדרגות. פירוש כי שניהם דוח ונוקבה פונים פניהם זה לזה ומדרג זו היא תכליס Hashleimus. That's like the kuvim. When the kuvim face one to the other, we know that that is when a simon that klal Yisrael is found a rotzu in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Veda ki be'abba ve'ima hay behem shlosh bechinas niskos shehem. Now in abba ve'ima, it's interesting that we only find three of the four madregas, as he's going to list now. Shehem, ach. Be'ach, which is the preliminary stage, intermediary stage, so the jumping, it's a springboard to the next stage. Pani be'ach, or pani be'pani. V'chasim imam madrigah shniyah. It's missing the second madrigah. She'i ach be'ponim. Aval zun ayu kol arba kulam. Now, zun had all four. All four.
At the same time.
No. It's stages. They grow. It's like a baby grow, right? Ebul stage, unique stage. It's a growth problem. They start with panim b'ponim, and they start with ach ba'ach, and then they start ach b'ponim, then ponim ba'ach, and then finally they go up to the stage of ponim b'ponim. Okay? Now, Zun got all four. The question is, why is it that Abba v'Ima is missing stage number two? The answer is because stage number three was able to misakin stage number two as well. So they were able, as a clever child, able to skip a class. So Abba v'Ima had the koach that they didn't need four stages to get to the final ponim b'ponim. Mashken Zah was weaker and therefore was not able to misakin themselves in that way, therefore they had to go through all the stages. Let's go back to them. Tam shenivare chalukos elo. Now,
term.
We're going to go more into the definition about these different four stages. Nevar bekitzur inan hatikun ma'inyano. Exactly. What do we achieve here? Achakach nevarim. Then we're going to explain these four stages. Here, nizbayer. We're explaining kudim perktes. Ki ashvira lo haite ela bekelim. We know the shvira never happens in the all. There's no such thing as a shvira in all, but rather the shvira always happens in the kelim. Shelo yicholu lekabel lo all shelam. Why did they break again? Because they were too small. They weren't able to kabel 10 times the all in a small kelim. Asara monim nimsa shvikasher ba tikum lo haya ela lebechinas kelim. That b'shas tikun, then what? Kum to roid, the ganze tikun is only going to happen in the kelim because the only kelim broke. Aval ina oros ve'atzmus shalayim lo nischas shdavo b'her machal masiburim v'ninika rak ina nechas. So what was the mile of, what's the difference between the oil before the tikun and after the tikun? V'hu shebetchila b'yoyos kelim b'chinas nikuz ketanas bilti paltu. Before the oros, before that, b'tchila b'hiyos akelim b'lchinas nekudas ketanas bilti patuv. Remember when they came out of the Anan, they acted only tiny nekudas. That's why they call nekudim. Lo yoros motzim chalkehem lepoel. So this is something on the lines you were saying. They're only bepoel. They're only bekoach, not bepoel. The oros couldn't do what they wanted to do, and that was to be yoytzi b'chutz, to manifest themselves. Lo yoruchim lehar ois peulot v'kocham. So it's a big, huge difference between the tikkun happening in the kelim and the tikkun happening in the oilos. Tikkun happening in the oilos was that it just went from koach to poel, right? The poel meaning now they had the koach, to see. They created the sight, they created hearing, they created all the five senses. That was the koach. That was the poel. Mashiach and the Koach, they weren't able to create this yet. Mashiach, what happened? The difference between the kelim before the tikkun and after the tikkun? Completely different parts. The completely different matter. Before they came out nekudas ketanas, now they came out a huge, gigantic part of it. Ine ve'inenu ki hine tchila naseh nekuda rishona atik v'arich. So keser, what happened to keser, came out to a big part of gold. Atik and arich, has to explain. Can you see that? V'achikach, shniyah v'shlish, shenastu shnei patuv, the mitchokh mabina, what happened to them? Shnei patuv, abba v'ima. Ki olu oisam ha'oros, d'shtei nukudas nizkorum, lehalbisho lechaga da'arich, shesham mekoymes kenot. He's explained the tikkun process. What happens is the abba v'ima went up, and they attach themselves to a greater part of called the arir, va'ali de oisam kisui halavush nasel lahem b'chinas kelim u'parts of shalomim b'chinas kelim u'rishonim shalahem atzmon shenishbur b'tchila. So to zamen the fact that it grafted chokhmah bina, which became, how did it become chokhmah bina, became how did chokhmah bina become parts of abba v'ima, the fact that they grafted themselves on arir. And Tuzama with their Shivrei Kelim also came out from Bia. All this, as we learned beforehand, culminated into them becoming two great parts of them called Abba Vima. V'ata huvwa kedusha mehem v'nasi parts of Abba Vima. And that culminated in for them to become the parts of Abba Vima. V'achiga alede ibo arishon de Zah b'mayim. Now we're going to the tikkun of Zah. They went up into Abba v'Ima, into Ima, b'may e'Ima, b'yoyse al gabei nahi da'arich, k'nizke le'el, k'nichlu t'la b'tla. Again, repeating what we know already, that Zah, the tikkun of Zah, happened every day, the nahi da'arich, made a kippul, right, t'lat k'lil t'lat, onto the chagat of arich, and that culminated, as he said beforehand, in the creation of Zah, which finally ended up in the Nai, the Arir. והכוונה הייתה להלביש עושם וג דזה שהיו אורז בלי כלום, בלי כלים, because remember the oils came up and they did not have any כלים, וכשהכלים יורדו בבריאה כניסקה, כלים were בריאה, and the oils were not sealers, as we know, and therefore שהכלים של יורדו לבריאה כניסקה לאל, ואז נעשה להם שם וכניס כלים בפרצוף שלם. And finally, when they came up all together, the כלים came up to Ima, and the Oiris obviously were there, and then Ani did the Aliyah of Arias Nayan. So this Chagat, as gam hakelim shalehem harishon yordu bebriya umeisu nit'alu gam hem lemale nitchaburu im hakelim ha'achirim ha'chadoshim ve'akol yachad na'aseh pasuk v'echad shalehem za al der ze ve'nugva. So the same thing happened in za, same thing happened in nugva, that we have the ma'uben coming down, as we've seen beforehand, the Mount Ben came, and with the Kelim coming up, all that culminated inside of Nukva, and that make a pass of Shalom. On the Chiluk Shehayu B'neihem, between the Abba Avima on one side, and Zun, in Zav and Nukva, on the other side was what? Who? Mash B'Anu Lemana Ki Arich Ampin V'Abba Avima Nitkinu Pamachas Bilvad. They didn't have to go through the three stages of Ibo Yunika and Ibo Sheni. Rather, they happen all with Basachas. Aber Zash lo yatsa p'chila rak shisha chelke nekudos bilvav shem b'chines vak shelo lachen eilu avak nitkunu b'chila ali de Ibo and then ve Yunika v'ach g'abayim ala misot tsevet z'oysam shlo shel cholokim rishon Hashem b'mochim shelo shelo yatsa b'chila לפי שבתחילה היו חסים שלושה ביחד, remember only six came out and the three needs come out later on, and after באים שלושתם ביחד באיבו שינו, then when it comes to the זמן תיקון, then the next come out, the next three come out, which is the חבא, that is באיבו שינו. והבן היטב, זאת האריזה הרבה מאוד important, והבן היטב, והבן היטב מהו אין לאיבו במוחים שניים שניים דזה הנסבר בכמה מקומות ושם בשים דתך לזה. And you should remember this because it comes over and over again. וכן בנוקבו דזה, same thing happened to נוקבו דזה, אשר כל התשע חלוקים התחתוני שלו לא בואו מתחילה בסוד שורש ועיקר. He's repeating himself. לכן באיזה תיקון באים כולם אליה יחד בסוד תסבס ברגע איך ואין בה בחינה שיש בזה. Remember that's a chilu between זה ונוק, זה needs three stages to massacre himself, Ibu Yunika and Mochim Ibu Sheni, and Nukva only needs the Ibu Rishon. Shein Ibu, Yunika, Ibu Sheni, that's Zah, Velifish Kulam, Sheakol Baim La Biyachad. Biyachad. Okay, I think we're going to stop it here for now, because I don't think we're going to finish the parak anyway. So I think this is a good stopping point right now. And the Shem will continue in Shabbos. We saw most of this has been a chazar, but it's a good chazar for us. And then the Shem, so we're going to finish all parak gimel and start parak dalet. All right, let's go.